Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jimmy Outlaw. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Mayer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Benton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Al Benton. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. And now, play ball. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. York reaches second base with a double. Cullenbein goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hall moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mayer. Hall scores. Peck goes all the way around to score. Siebert moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGee for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer strikes out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards third. Mayer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush misplays the ball. That's an error on Bush. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive towards first. York reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. York moves to second. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Outlaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. York moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayer takes first base on ball 4. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estalella hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive towards third. Mayer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cullenbein hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 0 for 1 in the game. Black strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kramer. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Bush applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Outlaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Outlaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Outlaw takes first base on ball 4. Bob Mayer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mayer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Outlaw moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Outlaw moves to third. Mayer moves to second. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0 for 2 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.